Well, now you get about 75 cents a pound now for dry fish, I guess.
Yeah. What's the price now for dry fish?
About 75 cents a pound now for dry fish now, I guess. But everybody nowadays, they use that purine and all that and vitamins and all that, I guess. When I used to raise, we never used none except fish and cornmeal and rice, that's all we used, and tallow. We never had no vitamins and all that. We used a great plate with snowshoes. Nowadays they got snow machines.
Was this a pretty good place to live?
Yeah, at that time, yeah. It used to be just up here, just 100 yards up here, there's a fellow named by Mike the Fisherman. He used to buy fur, then he'd take it with fur, he used to give you groceries for your fur, you know. And then he used to make homebrew, I remember that, yeah, he used to make homebrew, you know, and that's where he used to get his fur. So people used to go up there and get his homebrew, you know, I guess. Mm. 50 cents was a lot of money them days. Yeah, I tell my niece and them, you know, they're born in Seattle, and I tell them, I said, I got 4 bits there, I said. And they said, what's that? I said, that's 4 bits. Well, what's that? I said, 50 cents. And I said, what do you want? Do you want 2 bits? Well, what's that? Well, they said, that's a quarter. They all know. They said, like, you know, there's all different things. They didn't know nothing about that, you know.
Yeah. I guess you've seen a lot of change here in the river.
Oh, yes, yeah. When I first got here, there was nothing. Not a darn thing over here. Just this one guy, Ray Skelton, and old Dave Dittman, the only one with hair. Now you go out, like last night, hair was kind of, gee, a lot of lights. I say, yeah. I say, when I come up here way back in 37, you don't see nothing out there. Now you got lights and they're all over. I say. Yeah, there's quite a change since I've been here. Yeah.
Were there any other native camps in the area around Fairbanks?
No, nobody except this fellow above here, above the campground, Andy Ludecker, that's all. He's the only one who got a fish camp up here.
Yeah. And, how about in the early days?
Oh, that, I don't know. No, there was mostly roadhouse, you know. White people got roadhouse. You know. They'd stop overnight, people going back and forth, you know, like this. Like, you come into Fairbanks, they stay overnight, and then there's a guy that kind of name they call Norman Hadley, and he used to have a place just down here about a couple of miles down here, and he had another place they call Hadley Island, and he used to cut wood for the boats, you know, and he used to have a roadhouse and stuff like that, then the Fox Farm, and then there was another guy they called Adamo Frank. I don't know what that's all I know of Adamo Frank. I heard Frank Lindbergh, I think they just call him Adamo Frank, you know. And he used to have a big roadhouse. And he used to charge you $5 a night to stay overnight, and you get all your eats and stuff, everything.
Where was his roadhouse?
It's down below the Fox Farm, about 5 miles.